Hi, my name is Donato Cabrera, and I'm the resident conductor at the San Francisco Symphony. The job of the San Francisco Symphony is to play great music. Our musicians are experts. They have practiced long hours for many years on their instruments to become the best in the world. All of the years of training that the members of the San Francisco Symphony have devoted to music are for you, our audience. One of the most important and fun jobs a conductor has is to select the music that the orchestra will play for audiences. The job of a conductor is something like a jack of all trades in the music world. To be a conductor, it's not necessary to be able to play every instrument, but it's essential to have a complete understanding of all the instruments and the techniques involved in playing them. The conductor is the leader of the orchestra. The conductor acts as an interpreter, someone to guide the musicians in understanding what the composer is asking of them. For example, when the composer indicates that a section of the music is to be played forte, loudly, there is always this question: how loud is loud? When the composer indicates a section of the music is to be played allegro, fast, well, just how fast is fast? Everyone may have an opinion, but it's the ultimate decision of the conductor to decide how loud is loud and how fast is fast. It's a big responsibility. And how does a conductor communicate with musicians when everyone is playing their instrument at the same time? By using the tools of the conductor's trade. First, his or her own ears to listen, and second, the power to communicate through special hand gestures and facial expressions. When the musicians aren't looking at their music, they're looking at the conductor. The musicians and the conductor have a special relationship. They watch each other. The conductor will watch and listen to the musicians, and the musicians watch for cues, gestures, and direction from the conductor. As an audience member, you have a job too. And how do you practice to be a good audience? By teaching and training your ears to listen, and by sitting quietly in your seats so you won't miss one glorious moment of sound. There's also a cue for you. You will always know when the musicians have finished playing a piece of music if you watch the conductor. The conductor will stop conducting, then he or she will put their arms down by their side and turn around to face you. That is your signal to let the orchestra know how much you like the music by clapping your hands. Remember, being a good listener is an important job. When you let your ears do the work, your imagination takes you on a wonderful musical ride.